It's the Squizzy Show. We just set the mic up and we go. What's this episode about, man? We don't even know. And maybe we just might have some topics to say, but chances are that's a no. We'll do the show anyway.
We begin this story back in 2003, where a hardcore nerd meets a geek named James. They played and played TSUC till they got bored and got busy on the internet making a show called Squizzy.
It's Squizzy, S-Q-N the Izzy, recording it down straight from his dad Izzy.
Cause it's our show. No one really knows what it's about. They scream and they rave and sometimes shout. They seem racist and they're sometimes loud, but they make you laugh till you cover your mouth.
Izzy coming at you like a dog with rabies, attacks the nearest girl and gives you some babies. SQ hasn't quite gotten it down with the ladies, but he would do anything just to give us ratings.
Cause they're witty and they're funny and they never really seem to need any sort of fan support, you see, because the show is just about their lives and the average everyday things that happen to you
and me.
Hey Gene.
Hey man, what's up?
Do you like our show?
I listen to it all the day.
I love the show.
It's so
amazing.
Good.
It's
so
amazing.
Great.
I can't. If I had nothing to listen to, I would listen to the Squizzy Show all
day. I listen
day.
To it when I'm in the shower, when I'm making dinner, every single waking
Squizzy
moment.
Show. What do you Squizzy need to know show. About the show? Well, they're racist and complacent about some things that make you cringe. They sometimes laugh when they pass wind, but it's all in fun. They don't mean it.
And all of you give your props to Hacker Media. It costs us a little, but it's free to you.
So sit back and enjoy the show, because
here
we go. Comments,
bitches.
Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Yeah. I like the Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. This is our show.
Can you
we like a show. This is the show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show.
Squizzy
Go. Squizzy, come on, Squizzy. UT crazy.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you had a song like this? But you don't, cause you're just a little bitch.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys, hello, and welcome to another fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic
episode of the Squizzy Show.
Episode 25. Gene here, Isaiah, with me in the studio as always, Isaiah.
That's me here as always. As always, except for that one show.
Episode 9, I believe it was.
Yeah. Why not? I don't know. You just made that up. You don't know what it was.
I don't know.
You don't know what it was.
I was hoping that you would know.
No.
It's episode 9. Just go listen to it. I'm sure that's the one.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of stuff to talk about.
I definitely have some new...
New stuff.
New stuff to talk about.
Definitely have some new stuff to talk
I
about.
I think that we do have some new stuff. Specifically, of the new things that we have... You know, we here at Squizzy, we're trying to go professional.
We want
nothing but the best in terms of recording equipment.
Right.
In terms of recording software.
Uh-huh.
In terms of recording atmosphere. We always turn off the fan, which is on
now. It's on low.
Oh, okay, it's on low.
There's no breeze.
Usually we turn off the fan because it breathes into the mic and we don't like that.
All right. So, as some of you know, we released a new song, 21 Time. It was a remake, or just a make, of a song that I had thought of for episode 21 / me turning 21. Wrote the lyrics too, found the music and whatnot, and We didn't end up getting it out in time for episode 21 or anything like that, so we really liked the 21 time song. We liked the high pitch part, at least, a lot. So we made the song, released it, and that sparked some interest in some other songs that we're going to be doing, and we really are looking at getting some good equipment. If you want to elaborate a little bit on that, Gene.
Well, to hit back on your earlier point about the 21 time song, the thing about this song is that it was never a bad song.
Right.
We started working on it, specifically Isaiah started working on it. I didn't even know the song existed until he had a near-finished prototype build for me, completely written. And here's the thing about when Isaiah writes the lyrics, they're always bad. So I have to come in, and I have to change a couple things to tweak it, and that's what really gives it that squeezy feeling.
He tweaks it a little bit. And the thing about this song and the next song we're doing is that I both wrote, came up with the tune, and found the music for
it. Completely.
On my own.
Nearly entirely on your own. I think the other songs were more... 50-50 in terms of writing.
Yeah.
And some of them a little bit more me, and some of them a little bit more you. But these last two, 21 time, and then this new song that we're considering working on, Nothing Committed.
Right.
It was completely Isaiah. And I wonder if you can sort of see that style in the lyrics. I don't think you can. I think it's really probably too similar.
Yeah, we're pretty similar in it. And we definitely want to get some more stuff done, which is when we need to talk about the... stuff that we want to get. We want to get new mics. The particular mics we're looking at are MXL mics by Marshall. They are really high quality.
Marshall's a good friend of ours, by the way.
Digital.
Down the street.
Digital mics that record like the old two mics record. They're supposed to sound really great. No interference of any type. They sound awesome. About $50 each. I think we can have these in a couple months.
$50 used, that is.
Yeah, $50 used, like $350 new.
Yeah, so we're actually getting a pretty good deal on it, assuming that we, buy soon.
Yeah.
It's always sort of been in Squizzy's future. We've always been looking towards that, to get new equipment.
Absolutely.
To get new software, which we have.
We are for the first time recording on a new software. We've always used just Acoustica MP3 audio mixer, which is very basic recording software, and now we've gone to something way out of our league. We have no idea how to work it, and it's called Cubase, which any musician that does any recording knows what Cubase is, apparently. Spend a lot of money on it. We really want something that's going to be professional. It's got so many options, I don't know what to do with any of them. I can fangle this and defurberize the Glockenspiels and all that.
Yeah. That's true. We've already quantumized?
We quantized. Found the hit points and debuffed them.
Mm-hmm. With no result.
We used the spectrum analyzer to flange googly-ate the gastropods.
Yeah,
in at least half of our songs.
To put it in perspective, I guess the difference between
Sorry, I was messing with my mic.
That's
just,
okay.
It sucks.
The difference between Acoustica and then this new software that we're using is, I would say, the difference between Windows Movie Maker and Adobe Premiere.
Yeah.
You're on my shoe. What?
No.
You're smashing my shoe. Stole my shoe. He threw his shoe and then he put my other shoe on his head, which he is wearing.
Where it will remain.
Quite successfully.
Yeah.
As a fez.
Yeah, I got Gene's shoe on my head.
And we're not talking like the flat side.
Anyway.
It was the cup, the open end.
The shoe hat.
perfectly balanced. That was impressive. I was going to get mad at first, but that was good.
I'm sorry, first of all, I keep messing with the mic because the poofy bob dinglinger, McJiggle Jiggle, keeps falling off.
Yeah. And, you know, we're really excited about getting these new mics because...
They sound great.
With these new mics, not only will the technical quality sound great, but also because of the way we will be able to position them and move them, you'll probably get those little underhanded, under-the-breath comments that we make during the show.
Everything. All the songs.
All of them, really. We have little hidden messages throughout the Squizzy Show where we didn't quite feel brave enough to speak our real true opinions, and from now on you'll be able to hear that.
Balls. That's absolutely right. I can't wait. And we have to get a new recording card for the computer. Mm-hmm. Altogether, we're looking at spending, you know, $300-$400. Minus software, about $600 after software, just to get everything set up, ready to go, and we start doing a lot more, start learning how to use this software we have. We messed with something that made my voice sound like that Cher song, like wow,
yeah. No, it sounds better.
I can make myself sound like I'm singing in a bathroom or a stadium,
which is good.
You know, whatever that does for me.
The software is mostly tailored to musicians, not for talk radio hosts. So we have a little bit of tweaking. We're gonna read some tutorials, and we're gonna make sure that we get this program the best that it can be, the absolute purest that our voices can sound. Yeah. We're going to make it happen.
We're going to do that, and we're going to record songs.
But the problem, as you may have heard, is it's going to be about $300 to $400, $600
right.
With software.
Very poor at the moment.
And... You know, I'm a student. I don't have money. Isaiah.
Bills.
Has bills.
Yeah.
He's not a student, though. We'll touch on that later.
I spend no money on anything.
We just don't have the money right now, so we went ahead and we set up
PayPal donate.
Be generous, guys. We need your money.
We want your money for free.
The short and simple of it is that we need your money.
You know, when it comes to it, it's not for free. You know, we've been making shows for over a year and a half now, and it's all been from the goodness, from the heart of our bottom, and we really put a lot of thought in that.
You couldn't finish, could you?
Effort into the show.
And we want to thank... those of you who have been dedicated fans
for a long time,
namely Alex, has been really exploded onto the scene, being a great fan.
Yeah,
I want to thank you, Alex. You will continue to receive great Squizzy memorabilia.
Right,
and not only that, but we also have a Japanese listener.
Yeah,
maybe or maybe not. You have heard us. Talk about our listeners that we have all around the world. In Brazil, we don't have any. But in Japan, we have a couple.
We have some in Japan. Freaking Netherlands, we got several.
Right.
Uruguay.
Well, I ran into the girl, and it was a girl,
yeah.
By the way.
The girl from that listens from Japan. We always wondered. There's a couple Japanese downloads every month. And we always wondered where it came from. And some creepy way, this girl found Gene. I don't know how.
I don't know. I mean, I got a message, and, you know, of course, the very first thing that went through my head, how can I twist this to my benefit?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I talked to her for a little while. She seems very nice.
Mm-hmm.
She is very nice. I can't remember her name. Because I don't think I ever asked her.
It has to be like Mio. Or
I think it's Kaminari.
Calamari?
No. No, but anyway, the point
Katamari
is...
Katamari Damacy.
I don't remember. Whatever. The point is that she was kind enough to fulfill a request that I had made really in joke. I asked her to buy us a bottle of sake and send it to us. And by God, apparently she will. Now,
what's she saying?
She said that she bought it, and she said that she's got it all packed up. You know, we're going to give you a really great squizzy review of it when and if that package arrives without a poisonous snake.
Yeah. it's supposed to have... she's going to send us a bottle of sake, some snacks, some Japanese snacks, because they're gods of the snack food over there. They have so many different little snacky things.
Right.
It'll be interesting. And we'd like to thank you, oh Japanese girl, for listening to our show. And we love Japanese girls at Squizzy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
We're big fans of the... the girl.
Gene mentioned earlier... that Alex has been getting some underground Squizzy content. And the reason Alex has been getting underground Squizzy content is because Alex has been commenting.
Mm-hmm.
I think Alex can comment on the greatness of the stuff we sent him. We sent Alex a never-before-released preview of a Squizzy song that hasn't made it out. We sent him... just various sound clips, a conversation me and Gene had that was recorded that wasn't a show, kind of a thing that just happened on accident one day. I left something recording, so he got to hear an actual Squizzy conversation, which he was delighted by.
Let me jump in real quick. When he says and a Squizzy conversation, we don't mean just the two of us shooting the breeze.
Right.
We mean the moments before the show where we put the show together, decide what we're going to talk about. It's really more of a backstage pass to how Squizzy works rather than just a conversation.
Right, because you hear us with our show voice and everything, and really, it's amazing when you listen to this thing, because this wasn't even a pre-show thing. This was the reason we started recording it to begin with on this conversation that I... sent to Alex is that I thought I sounded like Quagmire when I said giggity giggity goo.
Uh-huh.
And we recorded it, and then I just kept recording after that. And it went on, and it eventually led up. No intention whatsoever of doing it. It eventually led up to us making 21 time songs. So, you know, there's tons, hundreds of files me and Gene have of... we were listening to Eating Baby snippets that we did. We recorded, because a lot of our songs are improv. So there's sections of, like, Eating Babies near the end where we have completely different lyrics than what it is now. there's all kinds of cool stuff. And the way you get this is you log on to squizzymedia.com/forum. You get an account. It's free. It's extremely easy to do. And you comment for us. Leave a comment. Leave a suggestion. We want to know who's listening to the show. We get over 1,000 downloads a week. You know, up to 2,000 downloads every time we release a show. And that's not podcasting. That's just releasing it on Hacker Media and releasing it on our website and nowhere else. People aren't podcasting this. But people aren't commenting. We want to know who's listening to our show. We want to know what people think. So we can make fun of them. If you comment on the show, give us your picture, tell us a little bit about yourself, we'll make fun of you. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We will make fun of you in the most humiliating way.
What I was going to try and do.
We will highlight your negative features, your big nose, your double chin.
Yeah.
Your saggy boobies. We will do it, and we'll do it
out
with pride.
Out of love, and pride, and hate.
And envy, we're actually very...
scrotal postulations.
Very hideous people behind the microphone. Why do you think we don't release videos anymore?
Yeah, woo.
Talk about embarrassing.
So,
But, you know, speaking of videos, I don't know, this may or may not be the right time to announce it, but Isaiah and I threw an idea around today.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I'd like to announce that Elise has gone to college.
Oh,
she's...
It's about time.
Finally gone.
To be honest, I couldn't stand to see her any longer. Mainly because she is so active in our activities.
So she's moving in with three girls.
And by that, I mean, of course, that she does nothing when we're doing anything other than grind on World of Warcraft, which we'll get into later.
So she's moving in with three girls in college. We've already talked about this before. We've already talked about how Elise doesn't work well with people. And... It's mostly because people are stupid.
No. It's not just mostly because people are stupid. It's because Elise is not a very tolerating person.
She isn't. She hates people as opposed to, like, we hate people, but we just make fun of them. She generally gets, like, angry about the stupidity of the human race. So she's moving with these three girls. Her roommate seems like a very nice... ethical girl from a small town.
Uh-huh.
Well, at the same time, another... So this is the girl she's going to be, like, living sort of next to, whereas another one of her roommates is... sent her a letter saying she never missed a football game. She was the most popular girl in high school. it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be great. I mean,
and it's
like,
going to be amazing to get on video.
It's like the Breakfast Club of college.
So what Elise... Elise's birthday is coming up September 9th. Everybody wish her happy birthday. She's turning 20.
Mm-hmm.
No more a teenager. and
we've lost a part of ourselves somewhere.
And she's getting a nice camcorder because I told her that's what she wanted for her birthday. I used my persuading ways.
Like Isaiah very easily wears the pants in this relationship.
I convinced her that the best birthday present she could get is this, like, $500 camcorder, and her parents will buy it for her. She's pretty sure that's what she's going to get, and...
Because she's a spoiled rotten little bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'll accept that from you one time.
Okay.
So the idea. The idea is, and Elise is down with this, Elise will use the camera at various times to record the goings-on of a four-roommate college apartment with all kinds of different girls in it. And
no one knows exactly what goes on in these girls' dorms.
Yeah. The underground of what's actually going on.
It's really quite a mystery.
I think that this is going to be an amazing, squizzy piece. Everybody's going to love it. And what I was thinking is me and Gene go up there. We eventually become friends with the girls. We tell them we have an internet show that thousands of people listen to. We tell them all about our, you know, cause, and they get all excited, and we're all cool and whatnot. And we get the girls alone in rooms to talk about their experiences and what's going on with the other girls.
Uh-huh.
Or we want to ask them the questions, like, about their boyfriends. Because a lot of girls go into college with boyfriends. And, you know, girls like this football player, popular chick. And it's never going to last.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to dump the guy.
Fairly quickly.
Fairly quickly. Because they're in college. They're free. Elise has already gone off to college. This is, like, her second year and everything. So... all these girls she's moved in with, first year of college, first time away from home. She went up there today to unpack one of the girls. Oh, crap. The puffy ball fell off.
All right. Well,
one of the girls,
okay.
Their entire family was there. She had brought, like, an entire household worth of stuff. She brought all the dishes, all the pots and pans.
That's smart, really.
She's decorating the apartment, getting everything ready. I mean, this is an interesting thing. I'm sure a lot of the girls brought their dishes, but this girl was there first and is already taking up the stuff.
All right. But there's nothing negative about that. You bring dishes, that's thoughtful. That's not psychotic.
Until until she gets mad at one of the other girls that's using her dishes. Oh.
What?
Because what's going to happen is there's going to be one or two, maybe two of them are going to be messy. Maybe all of them are going to be messy. Alicia's extremely clean, though, and that's what's going to be amazing, is that supposedly girls' dorms are wrecked. Like, worse than guys' college dorms.
Okay.
So it's all what happens with these dishes, girls just go in there, start using them.
Did you hear me? I said clitoris cheese.
Clitoris cheese?
Yeah. You missed
the dishes
though.
Are covered in clit cheese?
Yeah.
It's hot.
Continue.
Clit cheese. Anyway, lots of interesting things. Tampon fights. Mm. We all know those happen.
Of course.
You know, lesbian sex. We know that's going on.
Yeah, that usually starts with an innocent walk in on the shower, which will happen.
Hey, I can't get the spot on my back.
Exactly.
We've seen the movies. We know how it goes.
We know
HBO,
how.
Thank you so much for showing me the light. Yeah, so just a lot of cool things, and I really want this to work out, and it really looks like Elise is going to get the camera. With me and Gene getting more involved in everything, I think this could be awesome. This would be a real opportunity for me and Gene.
But Elise is never going to record it, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Gene doesn't think Elise is going to record it, but if I remind her, if I tell her to, I think she, especially if she doesn't like these people, which she's not going to. Mm. She's not going to get along with them. There's just no way in hell that she will. And I'll tell her to just go out with a camera at any given time and just go start recording girls.
Uh-huh.
Gone wild.
In my pants. Now...
In my urethra.
Elise is not going to record herself, though.
Yeah,
so
more
we're not gonna get a fully painted picture here.
We can talk about it at least though. We can talk. I'll know everything that's going on.
Okay.
Everything.
We can fill in.
And it's
going to
be interesting. I mean, I wish I would have talked about it last time when Elise was at college, because there were so many interesting things happening.
Uh huh.
I mean,
that was a strange time. Strange time, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember much about it.
I don't either. Actually,
I don't remember seeing you. I was working a lot. That was Christmas time where I was store manager and I was always at work, like 80 hours a week type of thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that period of my life very well.
Me neither. Kind of blocked it out because there wasn't much squizzy going on.
Yeah.
This has been a good summer, though. School's fixing to start. I thought this was a pretty good summer.
Yeah, it's, I think it has been a good summer. School is starting pretty quick for me.
Yes. All right, we can talk about this now.
Okay.
Shamefully.
Pussy?
I shame myself.
Puss? In the E?
I'm not going to school.
If there was a puss before the E, would it be you? I think so.
And there are some reasons behind this. A, yes, I procrastinated too much. B, the financial situation. Right now, my, like, the people I'm living with, you know, my dad and, you know, Sherry, kind of financial problems. And my dad was going to help me pay for college, but he can't now. And the loan thing took forever, and it's not going to go through for this semester. So I'm going to use this time to save up money until spring semester. Of course, Gene won't believe me. I don't really care if he does or not.
Okay.
It shouldn't matter to him whether I'm
it
going.
Doesn't, I,
whether
it matters,
I'm going to college or
it
not.
It matters to me because, you know, I want to see you accomplish the things that you want to do. I don't want to see you.
You don't even know what I want to do.
I know what you don't want to do.
You don't know that I want to become a male prostitute. Don't assume that I do.
I wasn't assuming that.
You don't know
I was just
that
assuming
like
that
cop.
You didn't want to work.
Know that you don't know that I like it.
I that's not what
you
I meant.
You can assume that.
You know, I was...
Stop
I was,
it. Where do you get off telling people that I go out Saturday nights on the corner of, you know, Dallas Avenue and whore myself out to the hobos? for bread. You don't know that. You don't know that I do that. Don't act like you do.
I worry about you is all. That's all. I just want to see you do well. I want to see you, you know, do the things that you want to do and not have to work retail for the next 25 years and be a store manager somewhere working 50 hours a week for shit that you aren't going to have money for anyway.
And this is why I'm making it work with Felice.
I theorized this.
You understand that eventually, like, you know, Elise is great. She's, in my opinion, my ideal girlfriend. And if things work out in the long run, her parents have a lot of money. They always give her everything they want. And eventually that will transfer to me.
Mm-hmm. And what's yours is mine.
And, you know, since it benefits the Squizzy show. And then Elise is going to be making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And because of my circumstances, I get a lot of, like, pity from Elise. You know, because I've had to work since I was, like, 14 years old, and she's been giving everything. I've had to work for everything my entire life. That type of thing. You know the situation.
You're such a fucking sob story. When, in fact, you lived in one of the richest cities, if not the richest city in the state.
For a year.
I'm just saying that you make it sound like you're so poor, but, I mean, you're not. No, you're really not poor. You're not poor.
You know a lot of my story. You ask Adam about the Izzy life. Ask Adam about about all the crap that I have gone through.
About
that you can't even imagine.
About the ramen. Every day, lunch, dinner, breakfast. You were one of those kids that had to buy the breakfast in the giant bags instead of the boxes, weren't you?
That's right. Now, there's a lot. Anyway, there's a lot that went on, but my point is that she feels like, you know, she can take care of me in ways that my parents never could. She can give me things that I never had.
Okay.
That's which great. To me means I really don't have to do anything. I get money. I get sex. I get taken care of, and I can do whatever I want. She says I can do. You know, if we eventually get married, and she's a nurse. Mm-hmm. Making like $200,000 a year.
That's an if.
I can really do whatever.
But we'll see. Elise is very undecisive lately. Indecisive, rather.
She's gonna be a nurse.
Okay.
That's all there is to her. Her parents won't let her do anything else.
Good.
And there's nothing else to do. It's the best thing for her to do.
Because she couldn't make a living being a stripper.
No, she definitely could.
So she can't. She's not one of those girls that can fall back on that.
All I'm saying is I'm just trying to take advantage of the situation for as long as I can.
But the real question becomes, at what point do we have to kill her after you're married to her so that you get all the money?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
You think that's enough time for her to establish a career?
And her parents are insured for $500,000 each. Which
who gets that money? Elise.
She gets all of that. She also gets the land and the house, which is worth $1.5 million.
Which we're going to instantly sell.
Actually, it's a pretty good place to
keep. No, we're going to sell.
No, you keep a farm. You have cows on it. You don't pay taxes.
Yeah, or you could sell it and then, you know, buy something. Something
okay.
else.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know.
There's
just
a lot
give it time.
There's a lot of Squizzy murder in our future.
Yeah.
Along just after those new microphones.
Right.
So see that as a sign.
I think, you know, we have a kid or two, maybe. Insure them. Collect on
that. Collect on that. You can do it. Come on.
See how ruthless I've become.
Yeah. Hey, man. I have no soul. I know I don't have a soul.
The Germans have taken it from me.
Thank you for your hairy beastie born.
Yeah.
You ruined me.
But anyway. So there's that show idea, and it sounds pretty awesome. Anyway, let's get to some comments.
Well, you know, we were scouring?
Scouring the Squizzy forum,
and a lot of you guys posted some good stuff. A lot of you guys posted a lot of crap.
Yeah,
thank you.
We like the crap too.
Thank you for the crap.
Give me more crap.
It was smelly. But among the things that we thought would make for more interesting conversation, sadly enough, was gum.
Gum, our favorite chewing gum.
Now, the thing about gum is that it's good. It's so small. I just can't help but think, you know, this guy who invented gum, you know?
From the gum tree.
No one thinks of the level of impact that gum has had on us. But I love gum. I've never met a person who didn't like gum. This guy basically has a 100% satisfaction rate.
Yeah.
He must have made billions and billions of dollars.
It's not the guy that invented the concept of gum that makes all the money.
It's Wrigley's.
It's the people who make the different flavors of gum.
But that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Think about it. Everyone's had gum. Everyone's bought multiple packs of gum.
Different types of gum.
The gum companies are really raking in the money here. We need to get into the gum business. Squizzy gum.
Squizzy gum.
Flavored like urine and poo.
Urine and poo and thrubble bubble. Guaranteed to give you thrubbles all day.
I love it. I love it.
Thrubble bubble. Made out of caffeine and coke. Cane.
Coke cane. Yeah, so I don't know. What is your favorite gum?
You know, I don't know. Like, I stopped getting flavored gums because they ruin my teeth.
Do they?
They ruin teeth in general, you know. Bubblicious. I'd say my favorite gum used to be, like, strawberry Bubblicious. Or the sour gumballs, like the tear jerkers.
Huh?
Yeah, I used to really like those. Now, I don't know. Orbitz. Dentine Ice.
Gum has evolved.
Yeah, it's all minty gum now. You know, you really don't see. Used to have those fruit stripe gum commercials that I loved.
With the zebra?
Fruit stripe gum.
Yeah.
It's the yummy fruity one. Fruit stripe in front. Yeah.
Children marketing amazes me to this day.
And fruit stripe gum was, in fact, the worst gum on the planet. There was no gum worse than fruit stripe gum. Because it literally lasted 30 seconds. The flavor was 30 seconds. And they advertised that their gum came with tattoos, but what it was wax paper with ink on it, and you would lick it, and the ink would smear off onto your skin in, like, vague representations of their former selves.
That's good. I always thought that Bazooka Gum was admirable for putting those Archie comics in.
I played baseball for 4 years, and I got too much of that. Bazooka Gum is rock hard most of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
And you crunch it up, and then it turns to gum.
My toes are stuck in the chair!
Yeah, what's your favorite type of gum, Gene?
I'm thinking the Blue Wrigley's Extra. It's the one I like
minty
to chew
gum?
The most. Yeah, it's minty, but that or the purple Bubblicious, the grape.
Oh, those are good. Bubblicious is so good because it's so soft.
I like to put more and more and more in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, the Big Chew. The packets of Big Chew. You can have, like, a chewing gum wad the size of your face. Sometimes I would put so much in my mouth and start chewing it, and then it would, like, expand as I chewed it, and then I would choke and vomit a little bit. Not actual vomit, but, like, I'd throw up and have to spit the gum out into my hand. It's this sticky wad. It's like it coughed out my brain.
Good. And, yeah. That's...
gum.
That is gum. You know, I'm in a lot of pain.
Why are you in pain?
Right now. Because recently we have pushed the limits of our new sport pool boarding!
Yes! We've gone nuts over our pool boarding skills. Gene's gone so nuts, in fact, as to break his solid plastic board multiple times. We've started running and jumping off of things and over things. Landing on the boards in the water. Basically, like, jump up, slide the board under your feet and land on it in the water, which is very difficult. Several hundred tries before we could land. Many landings. First step is just right on the edge of the pool, jumping in. Second step is jumping off of a little bit higher ledge. Now we're running, jumping over things, and landing on them.
Launching ourselves, sort of these one-foot catapults.
Right.
Which, they work well for us, but not for my board.
Yeah. Gene lands on his board in a different way. We're using these boards that aren't full boards. They're actual little floaty plastic boards, but they have these squirt guns on them. And the squirt gun part is made out of, like, solid breakable plastic, whereas the rest is made out of that, I don't know.
It's much harder.
Harder, thick.
But that plastic broke as well on
yeah.
my
yeah.
board.
Yeah, Gene breaks a lot. The reason Gene breaks is because when he's in the air, he pushes the board down onto the water with so much force that it makes it break.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys have ever had shards of plastic rip into your flesh before.
Yeah, it's pretty gruesome. Gene's got a nice gash on his heel, the bottom side of his heel, and a bruise in the arch of his foot from pool boarding. I've got a couple scrapes and bruises and all, but...
Now, here's the thing you have to ask yourself. How much callus do you have on your heel?
Yeah.
A pound. A pound of pure callus.
Pound of dead skin.
Now, think of the force that it would take, how far you would actually have to cut in past all the dead skin to find new fresh skin, and to actually cut it, you know, far enough in to where a scab and such would develop.
Yeah.
It's a deep wound, and I can't walk on it very well.
And I can't wait for some kind of hideous worm to crawl into the womb and start breeding inside your foot.
Why would it do that? Though, I will admit, when I take a shower, it gets all soppy, and I feel the germs and bacteria.
I can't wait to, because this is one of those wounds that's like split, you know, it's like a knife slid open your skin, kind of looks like a mouth. I can't wait for you to be dreaming, and your foot comes off your body, and your walks on its toes up to your face, and the little cut goes,
"I love you, Daddy." I don't see how that would be good.
I would love for you to have that. It would make me feel good on the inside.
No, it wouldn't. It would make you hurt on the outside, though.
Would it?
Because I would kick you in the face.
Why would you kick me in the face? It's your dream.
Because you would have inspired it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Then that makes it your fault. We are now at 1,197 seconds.
Wow.
Not entirely
Cubase
sure.
Cubase records by the second.
not entirely sure what that constitutes into minutes.
I think that's like 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
We're at least 3 minutes in.
At least. Yeah.
Math
so
might be a little off.
We're excited about pool boarding. Maybe when we get that nicer video camera, we will do some tricks.
Yeah, we'll come out with one of those intensity videos, like, you know, and me and Gene are jumping into the pool, and it zooms by us, and the camera shakes a little bit. And old Gene will eat his face on the side of the pool or something.
Yeah, and, which hasn't happened yet.
Eat his face on the side of the pool. Like, he'll cut off his face and start eating it from the side of the pool.
We've really escaped major injury so far.
Yeah, really haven't been too crazy about the thing. I think the craziest we gotten was last time when we were running and jumping as high as we could off the ledge.
And, let's see, what else? We're training ourselves to deal with pain. So
yeah.
in the odd chance we break a leg, we won't even feel it.
See, the thing that's always separated like me and Gene from like Jackass is the fact that we don't like to hurt. We're chicken. We're afraid of doing things. We can't do backflips off the edge of the pool. I personally got up on the edge of the pool and stood for no less than half an hour trying to convince myself to do a backflip into the pool, and I just couldn't do it. Neither could Gene. we came up with... We were wearing socks. We started wearing socks on our pool boards to protect our feet. So we took these wet, like, 10-pound socks, which, by the way, if you wear a sock on your foot in the pool, it feels like you have a giant blister or pound of, like, dead floppy skin hanging from your feet.
It's what fat people must feel like under their arms, under their nose.
Yeah. It's horrible. So we take these off, and they're really heavy and deadly. And I'm like, hey, Gene, let's play the game where we each slap each other as hard as we can with the sock on the back. Little did we know that these socks would be like hitting each other with a metal baseball bat. So I'm like, I'll take the first hit. Gene hits me with this thing. Agonizing pain shoots through my entire body. It's like I had been slapped with a giant 2x4 or something. And Gene, I can see his face. His eyes are wide. He's slightly grinning while he's grimacing right before I slap him. And I hit him, and the sound was so loud. Like a jet bursting into, like, you know, Mach speed. He screamed and cried like a little girl. It was fun. I almost pooped in my pants. I was laughing so hard.
I don't remember crying.
He was screaming and screaming, grabbing his back. There were welts for hours. And after this, Elise gets a hold of some of the socks, and we have giant, horrible sock slapping wars. The pain. It was fun, though.
It was fun. I don't want to do it again, though.
I think we need to do more painful things.
I can only liken the pain to getting stung by 40 bees in the same spot.
In a sock-like shape on your back.
It hurt.
Yeah, man. It hurt really bad.
The pain ripples through you like some sort of poisonous vapor. I don't understand it, but it's painful.
I can only imagine it. It's painful. A good solid slap to the face could probably knock you out.
I'm sure it could, because these socks...
They're heavy. They're very heavy. They must weigh like 4 or 5 pounds.
I don't know if they're that heavy, but they probably do weigh about a pound.
At least. Heavy.
So go pick something up that's a pound and then hit yourself in the face with it.
As hard as you can, because that's what we hit each other as hard as we could with these socks. It was good.
Yeah.
All right, what's another topic?
Up next, we've got boxers or briefs.
Boxers.
Boxers, I agree.
It's been proven that guys who wear boxers have higher sperm counts.
Which is a bad good thing?
It's a good thing.
Is it?
That the more sperm you have, the farther you can shoot your load.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Ah, that's a good thing, then.
It's a good thing if you're doing it with a girl. When you're doing it with a guy and it glops on your forehead. When you do it with yourself, not with the guy. Did I say with the guy? Oh my.
You definitely indeed said with a guy.
Oh man. We'll live that one down. When you're jacking it. And you shoot it too far.
Hits you in the forehead.
I've done, you know, in either direction, you know, sometimes, you'll miss the
intended
sock
target.
The intended target, it'll squirt over the edge of the chair.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I've never actually had it hit me in the face. Well, no.
I have a phone call that I have saved that says differently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, I didn't save it, but I do distinctly remember getting a phone call from you. I'd say probably 2 years ago now.
Yeah?
Of you calling me in horror, saying that you had glooped on yourself.
What?
Right, really? On your chin. That it hit you right in the chin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that. Okay. Did I don't remember calling you and telling you that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, we tell each other way too many things.
I have never hit myself in the face unintentionally.
So sometimes you do it on purpose.
I have. You know.
Mm-hmm.
For Adam.
Oh. Oh my. for Angie, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Let's move on from that one.
Okay.
That one doesn't feel good.
Boxers.
The answer is boxers.
Yeah.
Man versus woman.
Man versus woman.
That's the dumbest question I've ever heard.
Man versus woman? I mean, come on.
What can women do?
Against a man. They can bitch.
I think that the only thing that a woman can do that a man cannot do is squirt milk into a bucket 5 feet away from their nipples.
Suppose so.
Which is the only skill that I wish I possessed that they have.
And having babies.
I have no interest in having babies.
Yeah, what? You know, there's nothing that, I don't know. Women are worse than men in every aspect.
Think about it.
They can have multiple orgasms.
Yeah, true.
That is a bonus.
But really, there are no men to give them. They can do it properly. So. Yeah, I don't want to hear anything about you. I don't want to hear anything.
Okay.
But, you know, and being a woman, you have to deal with your period juice. And that's gross.
That is bad.
What do guys have in that respect? Nothing. We have wet dreams, but everyone starts jacking it at 12. There's really no... Wet dreams are a thing of the Baptist Orthodox past.
Yeah, I mean, I can only say I've had one wet dream in my entire life, and I don't even remember how that happened.
Never had one.
There's so much jacking going. There's not enough... The only way you have a wet dream is your body is, you know, releasing when you have too much sperm. It has to go somewhere, so you have a wet dream, naturally get rid of it. Jacking off three times a day.
I sleep naked, so I can't afford a wet dream.
Oh, God. You really sleep naked?
I have before.
I don't like sleeping naked, because sometimes it'll get hot.
You want to take off your cover.
Yeah, you have to take off your cover, and have sweaty butt.
All over your bed.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah.
Sweaty butt on the bed. That's bad. Not what I like.
I don't know. It's a toss-up between when I do it and when I don't. When I first did it the first time, I didn't like it. But as time progressed, I did it solidly for a week.
For me, when I lived by myself in my apartment,
mm-hmm.
I was naked constantly. I never wore clothes. I'm not kidding. I walked around my apartment naked, scratching myself. Every once in a while, I'd do the little helicopter dance.
Oh man, we're gonna let your imagination take that one away.
But you know, if I was like you, living with my dad, you know, not that you worry about him walking in on you or something, but still, that's just kind of creepy.
It's slightly creepy.
And to me, what if your house catches on fire?
That's my one fear that I've always had is that my dad will burst open into my room and say, "Fire drill." what?
Get your fire hose ready. Dean, get your fire hose ready.
It's not what my dad sounds like.
Come here, Dean.
Dad doesn't sound like that.
It's your fire drill.
It's not.
So I hear that the genie beanie boobini with no weenie.
You'll never get it right, and I'll never tell you again, motherfucker.
Your household is being infiltrated by an intruder.
You're right.
An unwanted guest.
There is talk of my dad's girlfriend finally moving in after about a bajillion years of dating.
Uh-huh.
No less than 8 years. And you know what? Because they're both Christian and they need to rationalize it, she's going to move into the guest room.
Which happens to be about 1 foot away from Jean's room. The door is.
It's right across the hall. And I...
Oh, Jean's house is it's a decent size. It's relatively small, though. It's small. All the bedrooms are grouped together in a tiny cluster there.
Uh, Well, you know, it's just me and my dad. We've got 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. So it works out. We don't really notice any sort of constriction in terms of space. But I've got a feeling that with this lady here, her name is Linda.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know what I'm going to do.
There's going to be a lot of old people sex going on.
Here's the thing. I don't think that there is old people sex going on, first of all. Why would there be old people sex and her living in the guest room?
To be a good example to you.
No, that's bullshit. Everyone knows.
Dude,
that's
your dad's
bullshit.
Into S&M.
Bitch, you
know, with the leather strap crotchless thing.
Yeah.
Linda with the boobies hanging out. Leather with a whip in your dad. That's hot.
You know, I always pictured your dad in sadomasochist outfits because he just sort of has
gigantic.
That build. Yeah. He would be that guy that did that. I think you should really look into that. Sort of search.
I don't
want to
look
areas.
Into it. There's no reason for me to look into it.
I want you to look into that. I want you to sit your dad down and have a real talk about that.
Dad, are you into S&M bondage? I mean, come on.
You can tell me. It's
that's
cool.
That's a conversation that every kid needs to have with their parents.
It's a funny conversation.
Dad,
I
found this gag ball in your room, you know, and I was just wondering.
That would make a great prank, though. Find
Why
a butt
are
plug.
Are there rubber sheets on your bed?
That's no good.
Finding a butt plug in your parents' room?
That would mortify
you.
That
would be the worst experience ever. In your dad's drawer?
Oh! It's the precise sound I would make. Oh! My brain! It's melting from the inside!
Would you touch it, though?
No, I don't.
Say you're digging through the thing. Is it one of those things you would pick up and look at and then drop in horror?
It's one of those things I would pick up and instantly put into my mouth.
Yeah. See if it tastes, you know.
See if it tastes of ass.
See if it tastes of ass. Dad, I know where this has been because I tasted it. I put your butt plug in my mouth.
I know
it tastes too much like my ass, and ass taste is a genetic feature. Recessive from the father.
Yeah.
You get your ass taste from your father's ass taste and his father's ass taste all the way back to the beginning of time.
To God's ass taste? I have God's ass taste?
Adam's ass taste.
Adam's. Good. So then your ass tastes the same as my ass.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to have a third party to make sure that this is the case.
It seems more dependent on what you eat.
No.
No?
No, if you're completely clean, then you're going to have an ass taste.
No, I'm never completely clean. I haven't been completely clean in the last 6 years.
I'm meticulous about wiping. I check the toilet paper every week.
I used to do that, and then
stopped caring.
It just eventually
going around with like chunks of dried poo dried to your massive butt hair pile.
they're called berries.
Yeah.
Is the term for them.
God. With your butt hair, I don't even want to think about the amount of dingleberries you have.
Yeah, dingleberries is what they call.
God.
No, I don't have.
I can picture like a little like wind chime ornament of poo berries hanging off of your massive collection of butt hair.
Though occasionally, if I use an exceptional amount of toilet paper, I will have a little piece of toilet paper in my hair. that has happened to me before. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gene's race was completely honest about that. That's why I'm laughing, because it wasn't one of those things you said as a joke for the show. It's yeah, that was real.
What can I say? I passed Shame about a quarter mile ago.
Yeah, I... Whenever I'm wiping, sometimes I have this thing where, like, I'll wipe, and I'll have, like, a tiny little streak on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how many times I wipe, that tiny streak will be there.
That's because the poop has seeped into your pores.
I think there's, like, a little, like, turd goblet, you know, gob stuck, like, up in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I can't get it out.
You know, if you wipe towards your nutsack, uh-huh. You're more likely to get an infection.
I don't. Really, I never get anywhere close to my nutsack when I'm wiping.
I don't either. Do you wipe in that direction?
I'll generally wipe towards the crack in a backwards sweeping motion.
Ah, you're one of those people.
And then I'll wipe in the other direction to check. Because sometimes you have to wipe in both directions. Sometimes you don't get all of it. The crevices go in different directions, you know, of the anus.
Now, I think I'm the only person that does this.
Uh huh.
But when I wipe,
mm-hmm.
I don't have very sweeping, wide strokes of wipe.
Okay.
I'm more of a digger. To be honest,
you get in
poop.
There, you kind of stick the two fingers and kind of twist it around.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Really?
And then
it's gross. That seems to me that would be gross.
No,
I don't know.
I never feel the poo, but I get.
You don't have enough butt. Like for someone like me with more butt than you, you know, I actually have like I have to go through the butt to get to the hole, whereas your hole is really just on the outside.
It's all in how you sit. It's all in how you sit on the toilet.
Uh huh.
If you spread yourself slightly over the toilet.
Well, I generally lift the butt up before I wipe.
With one hand?
No. I'm semi standing up.
You're a stander.
Yeah.
You're one of those people that stand.
I'm not completely.
You stand,
I'm not completely.
Stand when you wipe.
I'm not completely standing up. I'm just kind of hovering above. The toilet.
I can't believe that you're one of those people.
I can't fit my hand. I have more butt than you.
You lean forward.
So I lean forward and reach. But then I have to. You know, I can't check.
Just bring it around.
You bring it around to your face. The other way, you kind of turn around and see if you're standing up.
Sort of give it an over.
Everybody
the shoulder.
Does. You know, people. I hate it when people talk about, you know, checking their snot after they blow their nose, or checking the paper, or looking in the toilet to see your poo. These all sound like gross things, but actually it's scientific fact that it's a natural reaction to check what your poop looks like.
To make sure you're okay.
It's a, you know, natural reaction that all animals have to make sure you're okay. See what your poo smells like. Because if you turned around and your poo was like, you know, had legs or something, then you might... Then you know there's something
that
wrong
would
with
be
you.
Bad.
If there is blood, if there's blood in the toilet or something, you have to check.
I check, not because I'm worried, because I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
With every new poo, I create a new shape. I create a new three-dimensional figure. And that's something that I'm interested in.
I had the smallest poo I've ever had in my life yesterday. I completely forgot to tell you. I had just eaten and I had this like burning sensation. In the hole, and like farted a little bit, felt like I was gonna poo.
Uh huh.
I went and I sat down. It literally sounded like this. Bloop, bloop. Two tiny little poo droplets.
Uh-huh.
Dripped in the toilet, and I was done. I didn't feel like I had to poo anymore. And it was literally about two dime sized, you know, poolets.
Uh huh.
I've never had anything like that.
That
before.
Doesn't seem. Possible, and you had, you know, the only thing, the real mystery of poo is why after you wipe you must poo more.
Sometimes that does happen to me. Like that's what's one thing I found as I've gotten older, the longer I sit on the toilet, like it was always my philosophy, I want to get done with it, I want to get out of the bathroom. But recently I'll poo. And then I'll be done. And I fully know that I can get up and wipe and walk out of the situation right then. But if I continue to sit on the toilet for a long period of time, eventually I will poo more.
eventually.
Maybe this is because I don't poo very often. Okay. I store up so much poo that I can poo two or three times in one sitting.
When you sit, your poo gets excited.
It's ready
you're
to
like,
it's
you're
ready
like,
all
right, guys, this is our moment. Mm-hmm. Don't get cut off.
Yeah. Even sometimes when I have to pee, I'll sit down and I have to poo.
That's interesting. When you talk about pee, because when I pee, I can literally pee forever. I can pee, and then when I'm done, I can stop for a minute and shoot another little bit out.
Yeah.
And then I can stop for a minute and shoot another little bit out. I can do that infinitely.
Yeah, it's the post-pee squirts.
I swear to God, there is something living in this room other than yourself.
What?
I hear things in this room. I hear little scutters.
It's my demon.
Little... And one day you're going to wake up and there's going to be a giant rat on your face.
Good.
Yeah, speaking of rats, Dallas is one of the dirtiest cities, apparently.
What Gene says, I still can't believe.
I've read.
Because Dallas is so clean. There's no hobos in Dallas. It has to be cleaner than other cities. Every city in America but Dallas has hobos.
I'm just saying what I read. I don't really remember where I read it. I believe it was either MSNBC or CNN.com. If someone could please Google that.
TheAssJournal.com.
No. But the other day, I was on the road, and I saw my first rat that I've ever seen in the city.
Yeah?
I saw...
Big?
A rat. Very big.
Yeah.
Bigger...
Rats are like the size of cats, dude.
It's the size of at least a 12-ounce glass.
Wow.
It was a big, big rat. I'd never seen a rat in the city before.
Uh-huh.
And I saw one.
Good.
And it freaked me the hell out. Because I was in a parking lot at the time. And it scared me.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to eat it.
You should have.
What I really wanted to do
with butter
was put it in my butt.
Yeah. If you put a rat in your butt, that's like 25 years good luck.
If you keep it there for 25 years, it would die.
It would just get bigger. Rats eat feces.
It would constantly feed on your feces.
Yeah.
And you'd have
crap
this
out
parasitic
your rat companion.
Rat. Yeah, that would be great. That
that's
would
what, that's how Raphael was formed.
Grand
Raphael, Master Splinter.
Splinter. What's his first name?
Master Splinter. He's the master.
Yamato Yoshi? Hamato Yoshi? That's Shredder.
Yeah.
What's
There's a rat named Splinter.
No, but what's his real name?
Master Splinter.
Yeah. He has a real name.
No, he doesn't.
There's
a rat.
No, he had a real name because he was once a man.
No, he wasn't. He was always a rat. He was always a rat that trained.
Oh wait,
that
and
trained
then he became a rat man.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
It's been a long time. He does have no. Wait, his master.
Yeah, it's master.
His master's name is the name I'm trying to think of.
Doesn't matter.
I think it's Hamato Yoshi.
No. Who knows? Who knows anything?
You don't know anything.
I know what my ass tastes like, and you don't know what your ass tastes like.
I know what my ass tastes like.
Yeah?
I licked my dad's butt plug. We've already established that ass taste is hereditary.
Okay. And we all have the same ass taste, I thought,
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
So you know what my ass tastes like.
Yeah,
by licking your dad's butt plug, you can tell what my ass tastes like.
I would have known what your ass tastes like anyway, because that one time you assaulted me with your tongue.
What does that have to do with my ass?
Well, because you had just licked it. Is the idea.
So I licked my asshole and then stuck my tongue in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
It's like that game Suck and Blow. That
right.
You do with that piece of paper. We did it with the dingleberries. We should wrap it up.
We should. Any other comments?
Yeah, but you know,
quick?
Nothing that.
Okay.
Squizzy would like to say thank you to all our sponsors that we don't have.
Yeah, thanks for not being there for us when we need you for money.
And Squizzy actually has a sponsor.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
it's fake.
We have a sponsor that...
They said they were going to give us money.
That was a different... We had a company set up a voice Ventrilo server for us. It's been really good. I've used it on several occasions.
Do we have a Ventrilo server?
We have a Ventrilo server.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other thing.
And, so if you would just go to that site...
What's the...
That one...
You don't even know.
I'm going to put it up on the website for you guys to see.
Yeah. Go there for us.
Check it out. If you're interested in Ventrilo hosting, they're doing a great job. I have a high codec Ventrilo server, 20 slot, and I ping 5 to it. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
So,
low ping Ventrilo servers are good to have.
You guys go check them out. I'm going to put their ad on the front page for you guys to see. Give them a click.
Click the PayPal donate site link. Link on our site.
On the side.
On the front page. Click that. Browse the site. If you've been listening to Squizzy and you haven't gone to the site, squizzymedia.com, we have videos. We have stuff going on. The forums are very important. We need you to go there. We need you to comment. We want to know what's going on. That's what we can talk about. We like to talk about you.
Well, the thing about Squizzy is we really want to build up a real active fan base.
Absolutely.
And we want a community of Squizzy listeners.
That's why we're taking the time and effort to give you...
our crap.
Our
leftovers.
Our garbage.
Our second-hand servings.
The stuff that we're never going to use, that we were just eventually going to format away, we're now giving to our fans. And we know that you want it. We know you can't live without our garbage.
Because our garbage to you?
Yeah.
Puree, man.
Yeah. Puree.
Puree.
What the hell? Is that a word?
I think so.
Puree?
Puree.
Puree, that's like when you chop something up really small.
Okay.
Sounds nice, sir. Our garbage is everyone else's puree.
It's a puree. It sounds fancy.
Okay.
It's French. Puree. All right, guys. We have no idea how long this show is.
How many seconds?
I can only assume that this is not correct. So.
What does it say?
It says 2081.
2081 seconds.
I don't think it's seconds because 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000, 4,000. It's not seconds. It's something else.
2081.
Times two
beats.
I don't know. Maybe
whatever.
Maybe it's an octave. I mean, a time measurement. I don't know.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Fact
is that we don't know, don't care, and we want to leave.
Yes.
We'll so.
See you guys later. Comment on the show. Fuzzy ball falling off. This last part's gonna sound great. This is Izzy. This is Izzy.
And this is Gene.
And this is Izzy.
And this is Gene.
We're saying...
Spudo! Spudo!